Blog Talk Radio.
Let go, healing, breaking.
my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
Welcome to another scintillation session of the Healing Fountain. Hi, Marika.
Hello, Sean.
Hey,
how are you?
All
yes,
fine,
I am.
Fine. And Gary, we've got Gary all the way from Louisiana. I'll have to.
Hi, everyone.
My American accent. Hiya.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, y'all.
Gary.
That's how they,
yeah, we're great. And I bet you're nice and brown with being at the Gulf, are you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm still down here.
Yeah, you're still down there. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Brilliant.
Still in Louisiana.
And we're gonna see a fabulous video that you've done while you were down there as well, aren't we? Well, the people in the chat room.
Yeah,
room,
we
know.
Finally put together the first one, and we'll get to see that here in a little while.
Yeah, the people that are listening in can actually view it on YouTube later on, can't they? We'll tell you the link later on for you to see it on YouTube. And our theme today is blessings, because it's very important that we really appreciate all our blessings. And, you know, not so much appreciate them as really feel the gratitude for them, because it's when we feel the gratitude that a clarion call sounds in the heavens, and then we really begin to manifest our abundance. Yeah, I'm for that. Are you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you've been camping this week with the kids, have you, Marika?
Yes, I have. I've been camping a couple of days with my family, and it was very lovely. We were on a campsite in the forest. There were huge trees in a circle around our tent. We placed it in the middle, and we could feel the energy, and we saw shooting stars, and had a lot of fun, of course, and a very lovely time. So, a lot of blessings, I felt, in all the little beautiful things.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be here, and to know that I meet every week more and more people who come in our chat room, and each and every one, you are so beautiful. Thank you for being here and for co-creating with us. I much
appreciate the energy. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Lovely, and we've got the famous Brother Sean in as well. He's there somewhere.
Our favorite spiritual lab dancer. He's here today.
Yeah, he is. And next week, we've also got the next week's guest in the chat room as well, Decahedron. Deck. Absolutely brilliant harpist. So hopefully he'll be playing his harp as well next week. Yeah. So that's something
beautiful
to look forward to as well. And, Ethereal Gnosis is saying that Gary is healing with laughter. Well, laughter is a very healing substance, isn't it? If you can call it a substance.
Yes.
Medium. Oh, excuse the pun. Anyway.
Well, as soon as I come up with any, I'll let you know.
Do you want to tell us about the gulf then? What's going on down in that gulf?
Well, it is it's still hot and sultry down here. A couple of weeks ago, Kimberly was down, and we got a chance to actually physically meet, and had a beautiful time, wonderful time. And together, we went to South Louisiana. We both went to Venice, Louisiana, where this video was shot, and we also went around to Grand Isle, and just to take a look around and have a look-see for ourselves as to what was really going on in the Gulf. We talked to a lot of people and interviewed a lot of people. And, you know, we are spiritually minded people, the two of us, and, you know, that as are everyone here in the show. And we were looking for symbols. We were looking for, you know, just whatever could present itself to us. And on our way down to Venice, where this lotus field was actually located, it was in the southernmost point in Louisiana, where the Mississippi River empties into the Gulf of Mexico. And those of you, I don't know if you're familiar in Europe with the Mississippi River, but it's the largest river in America, and it flows down through America and then empties into the Gulf. And where it does that is in Louisiana. And water contains information. It contains love. It contains many different things other than just water, as we know this. Water carries with it vibrations. And so this was very symbolic. And we followed the Mississippi on down to the Gulf. And we stopped on our way at this place called Buras, right before we got into Venice, and talked to the skipper of a boat. The name of the boat was the Perfection. Okay, and it was a shrimp boat, who was not shrimping because of the oil spill. So he was working for BP at the time, picking up oily birds, and we stopped and chatted with him. And then, anyway, to make a long story short, we went down to the southernmost end of Louisiana, where the Mississippi actually flows into the Gulf. And there at that place sat this lotus marsh. The lotus grows in water. It grows in watery mud and comes up out of the mud, up out of the water, and grows and makes this magnificent, beautiful flower, beautiful leaves, beautiful. It's just a really beautiful thing to see. And then at night, the flower closes, and then it goes back down into the water. And then the morning, the sun comes back up, and the flower comes back up to meet the sun again. And this was all very, very symbolic. Yeah.
It's like us, because we have our feet in the mud in some ways, don't we? There's so much horrible, you know, so many horrible things going on around us at times, that we've got to do as the lotus does and just concentrate on the sunlight and not bother that our roots are in the mud.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that was the biggest message we got out of there thus far, and some other things about Grand Isle, but we're not going to get into that either. But this lotus marsh, this lotus, we kept calling it a field. It's not a field. You can get into it. because it's water, you know, sink down to your knees in the mud where it was growing. But this place was the portal, and this is the way the two of us, both of us saw it, was the portal for all the love sent by every place in the world. You know, the world, the eyes of the world, the minds of the world, the love of the world, has been very much on this Gulf oil spill and very much on Louisiana. And where that love flowed from the world out into the Gulf was through this lotus marsh. And that was just a shining symbol right there that let us know that all really is well. All is truly, truly well. And it's a natural thing, and it's part of the plant, part of what Gaia has set up for us. So, and that was the biggest message that we got out.
Yeah.
All is truly, truly. Yep.
And if there are any upsides of the oil spill, it's that people join together as one to help support things out. Yeah. So it is a blessing in a roundabout way, isn't it? That at least
that's
we know.
That's the blessing.
That's the blessing, yeah. And are we going to see this Gulf video before we watch the other YouTube
one? Oh, yes, we are going to see it right now, Sean. Because in the meanwhile, I watched the chat room, and the people already shared the link of the video, so I asked everybody to preload it, mute the sound, and press the pause button on the player, and then I will play the music. So everybody give me a heart, and I already saw a lot of hearts. And then we start the show with the Lotus March, Blessings from the Gulf of Kimberly and Carrie. So I will count you all down now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Ladies and gentlemen, we made it.
Here we are, we made it.
We made it to the southernmost point in Louisiana, the gateway to the Gulf. We're gonna...
I'm trying to find Venice Beach.
Venice Marina.
Venice Marina?
Yeah.
Okay.
Venice Beach is in California.
Venice Marina.
And here we are, right here, right now.
Here we are, drawn back to the land of the lotus.
Now that we know what these things are,
thank you. you to leave there. This is a very magical, powerful spot. We found this yesterday and we had to come back again today to the video camera.
The lotuses are opening. They rise up. I don't know if we can get a shot of them. You got the oil spill, but it's also good to stop and smell the lotuses. Hi there.
Hello.
Sounds windy. Wow. I didn't expect it to be so green. I thought there would have been more.
Yeah.
More sand and less greenery down at the Gulf. Just shows you, doesn't it?
It's very green. Yeah, very
lush. Those
lotus
leaves were huge. And can you tell us the link for that video for the people who couldn't watch it then, Gary? Is it KG Living in the Now on YouTube?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Yeah. I wanted to say this, that all the outpouring from all the love from everyone in the world is working, okay? It is pouring out into the Gulf, and it's pouring out through places like this lotus marsh. This has come to our awareness when we were there, and it was nothing short of humbling to be there. And That is the blessing, okay? The love is the blessing. Love really does work. It all is really, truly well. And the reason why I wanted to call this show Blessing, I'll just touch on this really quickly, is everyone we talked to, I asked everyone the same thing. And there was a lot of human drama down there. We talked to many people who were involved in the human drama who couldn't see anywhere out of the human drama. And I asked everyone the same thing that I talked to. I asked them, can you see the blessing in any of this? And the answer always came back, no, they couldn't see the blessing. But, you know, we are here as light workers, and we are here to plant seeds in people's awareness. And I think in the simple act of my asking the question, do they see the blessing, planted the seed for them that they can possibly open their eyes and look, you know, in retrospect and see a blessing or two in it. So
that was
why I wanted to call this show Blessing today, the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings are everywhere. All we need to do is open our eyes and look. And we saw them right there. So that's why I wanted to say that. So thank you. Thank you all for your love, because it's working.
Brilliant. Okay, then. Have we got we've got a song by Elton John called Blessing Now, is it?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Here we go.
Enjoy it.
You have the best, I promise you.
brilliant voice of Elton John there. Bless.
Wonderful. Okay, go on to the next step. And there's another video. It's a beautiful video about Buddha blessings. And I would like everybody to preload the link again. Click on the link, then you preload it. Press the pause button on the player and mute the sound of the YouTube video. And then when you give me your heart, I can see that you're ready. And then we are going to see this video together. It's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Here goes my heart.
Marika, we can hear you. However, the music file did not play, apparently. So.
Okay, shall we try it again? I can hear you now.
Okay, try it again. Yeah, we can hear you. We just can't hear the background for the video. But that's okay if you want to just play it.
Okay, I will. Okay, everybody, get ready. 5, 4, 3, 2. One, play.
That was the same one.
Well,
that was
the one. Yeah, I hear it.
That didn't sound like Buddha blessings to me.
No, that was the other video.
Never mind. Listen, skip these things.
Hey, Marika, I love to hear you count down anyway. You can count down all day long.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
I love how she does this.
This is it.
hope you've all got your candles ready to light, because right now it's time for the ceremony of lighting them. And as most of you know, we light them because we're a healing circle of love and light, so that represents that, and also we like to use the power of fire. It's a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send out love, light and healing all around the world to all mankind. So I've lit my candle. I lit some incense a little bit earlier just to purify the atmosphere, ready to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And because there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, 3 is the sacred number that maximizes its energy. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael, join us now, please, to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. I'd like to ask the Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, Sananda Jesus from the Magdalene Energy, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we'll ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 24 therapists in the chat room. And before Gary does the meditation, we'd like to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Sean.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat. As one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
In this guided meditation, you will discover the prayers that reside within you. These are prayers that will guide you to achieve new goals, help you to overcome challenges, heal relationships, and generate more grace into your life. In meditation, we delve into vast inner worlds. It is here in the heart of meditation that we find an indwelling God, the God that speaks to us, the God that listens to our needs, and the God that answers our prayers. So now, find a comfortable place to either sit or lie down. Take care that your spine is straight and that your arms and legs are uncrossed. This allows your natural channels of energy to open and flow. Your eyes and begin to breathe slowly and deeply. When you breathe in, send your breath deep into the solar plexus. Expand your stomach. Feel the breath rising upward, flooding your chest, and gently push the breath out and relax. Breathe. And allow the flow of energy to circulate freely. Feel the breath go deep into the depths of your being. Rise upward and then out. Breathe. And let go. With each breath, warm, delicious energy flows downward into your shoulders, spreading outward through your chest. Breathe, feel the soothing energy cascade down your arms and out through your fingertips. Feel the soothing energy cascade down into your diaphragm and into your hips. A soft current of relaxing energy flows down into your thighs and legs. Feel the energy wash through your ankles and feet. Your body is supple, soft, and relaxed. Your body is an ocean of energy. With each breath flowing inward and outward, like waves rising and falling. Breathe and feel the same forces governing the cosmos govern your breath, your heartbeat, and the flows of your life. Following the steady rhythm of your breath, you begin to sink into the energy rhythms of the earth, the stars, the universe. Feel the connection to the source of all life. Breathe. And rest in the truth that infinite love, health, and abundance resides within you. Let go and let the power of creation. creation move through you. The energy of the universe cascades through you like a river. Feel it flow into your being, bringing you life, love, health, joy, abundance. Then you find yourself walking along a sacred path. As you walk, feel the gentle incline of the path as you begin to ascend. The air against your face is faintly moist, and you feel deeply refreshed by this greenery all around you. You hear the song of the birds in the branches high overhead, and enjoy the breeze as it gently stirs around you. The winding path opens to ancient stone steps, leading to a beautiful temple. Heavy golden doors shimmer in the sunlight. Walking up the smooth steps, you feel the gentle energy of love rising up through the stones. A deep sense of reverence stirs your heart. And as that feeling rises, and as your heart surrenders to it, the golden doors open. Inside is a beautiful inner sanctuary. Shafts of golden violet light fall into pools on the floor. High vaulted ceilings reach toward the heavens, and torches illuminate the richly muraled walls. In the flickering light, paintings of scenes and angels come alive, and you wonder if they're paintings or if they're real. You can hear the soft echo of their prayers as they whisper words that touch your heart, and you realize they have been welcomed back. Breathe. And when you breathe out, breathe a sigh of relief. Deep inner relief that this is home. Feel it opening your heart and your mind, infusing your spirit with grace, allowing the divine love into yourself. Feel it as a rich living substance, a nectar flowing through your veins, soothing and comforting the very essence of your being. And with that feeling of homecoming, great column of sparkling golden violet light appears before you. As the light shimmers and dances, you feel compelled to step forward into it. And as you do, you're surrounded and enfolded with all the love in the universe, cleansing your soul, revitalizing your mind, bringing new flows of possibility everywhere. You're resonating in harmony with the earth, your soul, and the universe. Enlarge and expand your inner self to hold more light. Drink in this abundant love. Allow it to permeate your inner being. Take it in as nourishment. Open even more of your inner being, wider, to accept more. one at a time, allow any feelings of unworthiness or insecurity to arise. Surrender them and allow them to be dissolved in the sparkling golden violet light. And as you do, you feel yourself gently, lovingly being lifted as a gentle parent lovingly lifts a newborn baby, carried on waves of light. You are cradled and enfolded in love, yet rising higher, ever higher, until you're in the hands, mind, and consciousness of all that is, right into the heart of God. Merge with your higher self. Allow this recognition to fully infuse your inner being. Arms are outstretched to you in love. You're being embraced out of the light. Your guardian angel appears. You're being led to a chamber that has been prepared for you. Standing in the center of this exquisite sanctuary, you find yourself sinking into a deep sense of gratitude. Light streams in through the arched windows. The warm golden sunlight soaks into your skin. The air is fresh, and the sound of splashing water seems to cleanse your soul. As you breathe in this solitude and quiet peace, it permeates your entire being, and you sense with every part of you that you're home. Then the room begins to fill with angels that have come to share this sacred time with you. A luxurious place has been prepared. Sinking into the pillows, a delicious feeling of safety and comfort washes over you like a river. Rest in this feeling of being cared for and nurtured. Let every cell in your body feel loved. Your guardian angels gently stroke your head. Allow the prayers from the depths of your heart to hear the voice of truth and guidance within you. Open your mind, open your heart to become in tune to God. The angels smile upon you with a love that is deep and eternal. Invite other gifts into your life with prayer. Choose a virtue, a talent, or a state of being that you wish to embody and pray for it to come into being. And as you pray, the angels come and lay their hands upon you, putting streams of energy into your body. Everything you could ever ask for is being given to you. You are changing. You are evolving. You can become all that you want to be. You can have all that you want. You can have what you want. All you need to do is ask, and the angels ask you to share with them a personal challenge that you may need help with, and as you do, a glowing trail of white light suddenly appears before you. Surrender anything and everything about this situation, allowing it out through your heart and your mind. Release all doubts and fears and make it pure. Let it be dissolved in the light. You can feel the angels praying with you. Begin to come out of meditation.
Trust the process.
Rest in knowing.
Trust
the situation
the
will be healed.
Trust the process
that it's being transformed.
Miracles can happen.
Miracles. Miracles can happen.
Can happen.
Trust what the universe
miracles
is providing for you in perfect order.
Myself, what a wonderful world. of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That was wonderful. Louis Armstrong. And right now it's time to close our chakras for the people who like to close them. Pretend you have doors and go to the top of your head, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. To the heart chakra, closing that one. To the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. And the base chakra, closing that one. Down to your feet chakra, leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. And we're going to bring the light back up into our crown. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the purple pyramid, and sealing it at the top with the blue light to keep you safe and protected until next time we meet, or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Michael. We'd like to thank the whole angelic realm, the Christ Magdalene energies, for being with us today. Thank you to Gary for the wonderful meditation, for all the people co-creating this wonderful energy. Next week we have Decahedron, who's going to be playing his fabulous harp. And thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shad. And Gary, and all of you.
Every time I face the world, I just had to cry. I stood alone with no love of my own, but then you have been by, oh darling. You stood by me for the whole world to see, and then I was 10 feet tall. Oh, darling, bless you, bless every breath that you take. Oh, bless every move that you make so perfectly. Thank you.
I love that one by Tony Orlando. Bless you. And if you can remember that, you're as old as me.
I can, but it's a lot.
I don't believe I've heard that one. That was before my time.
Oh, get away, Gary.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Forget Deck next week. And did you want to say something about this music you're going to play next, Gary?
Oh, this next one is just a silly, fun tune. It was done by a man named Scatman John, and he talks about partying on down to Louisiana. So let's party on down here and party with me.
Well, I know.
And, he was a scat singer, and scat is kind of a lost art. Using mouth.
Jazzy.
Yeah. And the late Scatman John was pretty talented at it. So this is just a song by him talking about Louis Armstrong and down in New Orleans and down in Louisiana. So we'll just have some fun with it.
Great.
And thank you, ladies. Thank you again. Much love to everyone. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Now we're going to party, Gary, with this song. I'm looking
forward. Yeah, we're going to party.
Dance on your bottoms.
Here we go. I love you all.
Me too.
Next week.
Hey, Louie!
Yeah?
Is that you?
Yes.
Well,
sure could.
Look out. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Down in Louisiana.
Get out the way, let me play.
need a drink of water after that. In fact, I need a drink of something stronger than water, but I don't like to mix my spirits. We haven't gone, have we not? We've got time for another song, have we? Hey there, guys.
Yes, we do. Yes.
I thought you'd gone.
I'm here. Just wake me up when it's time to ascend.
Yeah. We've got Miss Magical. We have Miss Magical singing a million blessings. Yeah, because
we can't talk about blessings without Miss Magical and her million
blessings. Of course. Don't forget to drink plenty of water to ground yourselves.
Yes.
That's all.
We've been waiting for